Hello, everybody. Thank you once again for joining me on the Speak Life Now radio show. I am your host, Dr. Lisa Speak Life Burrell. Today, I'm going to talk about the black man. If y'all follow me on social media, any social media, I did a small reel talking about the black man and my purpose. So I'm going to go ahead and elaborate a little bit more on that today. But let's go into prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this amazing opportunity, as always, to have this platform to share knowledge, to share my experiences, to share my testimonies with your amazing people. I would thank you right now for those that are listening, that they will get even a better understanding of their purpose and even the opposition that may come to try to prevent them from carrying it out. I do all this in your name, in your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So today's title of the message will be The Black Man. And my purpose, but I think it might be The Black Man, I Was Made to Love You. Yeah, I like that. There's this song by Gerald Levert called I Was Made to Love You. And it's such a beautiful song. So yeah, that's what it's going to be about today. So I'm going to just talk about, you guys know my journey. The first time I was abused, I was actually a teenager by a black man. And then my first husband, a black man, all the men in my life has been black. And anybody that I've been in a, you know, real relationship with, marriage or living together, whatever, we say that I'm, you know, we together, it has been toxic or abusive and trauma. It's just been a lot of trauma, a lot of mess, you know what I mean? A lot of, just a lot of stuff. And so, you know, I was seeking the Lord a couple of weeks ago, seeking my God. I asked the Holy Spirit, I said, what is it with me and the black man? I said, well, maybe I even resolved within myself. I said, well, maybe for me, it's probably, it might be a white man that I end up with, because I'm at the age of 61 and a half, a little over half now. And you know, everybody wants somebody, some companionship. And, you know, last year, you guys know it came close. I was engaged. That didn't work out at all. And so I was like, you know, what's going on here? Because it's not like I say this all the time. I say it to everybody and anybody that will listen. I say the black man is the most beautiful man on earth. My daddy was a black man, my brothers, of course, my uncles, you know, everybody, they're black men. And even my mentors, the two mentors that I have are black men. And so, you know, I've had experiences where it's been great, but then I've had some experience that's been horrible. And I was like, well, Lord, what is really going on here? And he revealed to me that this entire time, my purpose, you know, I have many purposes, but one of my purposes is actually the black man. It's actually to, you know, bring enlightenment to them. And bring enlightenment, like, I'm having an event coming up soon, but it's going to be an annual event every August, so y'all can write it down. It's My Health, It's My Wealth. It will happen every August. And I'm going to always focus on men of color. And, you know, some of my studies that I've done myself, not only just the fact that, you know, my family, my dad leaving at 58, my brother at 50, and so on and so forth. So many times you hear about this person passed away at 40-some, 50-some, or whatever. But we're supposed to live at least to 80, at least, according to what the Word of God says. And so when I did my studies and I looked at it, I kind of knew that the black man was leaving early, but I didn't realize how early. And on average, so this is an average study, and it was two different studies that I looked at. And one of them said the average age for a black man was 69.1, and another one was 67 point something. And what enlightened me more so than anything is to know, first of all, they were the ones that left first, and on and on to the other stats. But the black man was the lowest. But what really this really I looked at was the fact that retirement age is 67. I mean, you can early retire, but most of the people I talked to, they said they want to get to the 67 mark so they can get their full benefit. But if you're going to 67 and some of the men not even living past 67 and a half, and then, okay, you retire at 67 and then at 69, you're gone on average. So what are you doing, working to die? I have to pause there because I need this to really hit home that we got to do something. And I'm doing it. I'm going to do it. When the Lord said to me, my God said to me that, you know, that's been your assignment the whole time. It makes so much sense to me because all the opposition and all the stuff I've had in my personal relationships, when I'm in love with someone and being treated horribly, was trying to make me not even fulfill purpose, which is to show enlightenment, to shine the light so the black man can live, even though, and you guys know that if y'all read my book, All or Nothing, one black man literally tried to kill me and threaten me repeatedly. But I love the black man. I was made to love them. You see what I'm saying? It was like part of me, inside of me, is made that way, to love them. Trying not to get emotional. I've been made that way, regardless of how they treat me in relationships. You know, look at your life, you guys and girls out there. The one area in your life that you probably are having the most opposition in is actually part of your purpose. Yes, I helped the women because of what I went through as a woman. Yep, I helped children because I just want them to know that they are special, that they do have purpose. I just want them to know at an early age because sometimes by the time you find out, you realize this is something I really liked when I was a kid, but I never pursued it, right? So that's why I do the Why Wait Youth. Why Wait Women is obvious because you know what that is all about, giving their flowers now. That's even evolving. The Lord said to me next year and going forward, which would be the sixth year, it's going to be Why Wait Giving Their Flowers Now and Women's Wellness. So I'm going to be covering the women and their health at the May event, which is annual, the men's health in August, which is going to be annual, and the Why Wait Youth. I'm trying to do it at least two times a year. I wouldn't mind doing it four times a year if some pastors or some leaders would get together with me, sharing the cost, and come there to their church. I have a church I'm doing in December. They have 45 youth, and I'm going to be going there in West Point, Virginia. So I'm excited about that. Had Dr. Harvey's church earlier this year, Increase International, and we blessed about 30 kids. So this is going to continue, but the black man, hello out there. I was made to love you. I was made to let you know and want to let you know that how much the black woman, really everybody, but the black woman needs you to live. We need you to live. We need you to take care of yourself. We need you to go get your annual checkups. You have insurance, but you just don't see the importance of it. You want to work, take care of your family, which is admirable. Work, and say, well, when we retire, we're going to travel, we're going to do things together. Well, according to studies, you have 1 year, a few months, or 2 years, according to studies, unless we do something about it and do something about it now. My daddy had insurance. My daddy had great insurance in Newport Shipyard. But he left here at 58. Hardworking man. And what took him out was from what he was working with, the asbestos. He never made it to 62, which was the retirement age back in 1998. He made it to 58. My brother Lewis had a heart transplant at 42. And then by 50, he had a heart attack and he left. He never made it to retirement. Black men, it doesn't matter how you may have treated me, the ones I was in relationship with, I'm still made to love you. I'm still made to let you know how important you are, that you're supposed to live and live past the 67 or the 69, what studies are saying. According to the word of God, you're supposed to be at least 80, at least minimum. So what do we need to do? Well, on August the 15th, and like I said, this, even if you hear this a year from now, 2 years from now, just remember, always in August, Speak Life Now will be sponsoring with Project Reach, My Health is My Wealth. So even if you're listening to this a year from now, 2 years from now, you can look it up and find out where we're going to be. I really want to be able to take this one nationally for the men. I feel like that's what I'm supposed to do. So any partners out there that want to partner with me in your state or your city or wherever you are, we got to do something. And we can't just keep back and look at it and say, oh, you know, so-and-so had a heart attack at 40-some or 50-some, or so-and-so is gone, this man is gone, this young person is gone. We can't keep doing that. So what we're going to do? So August 15th this year, 2026, I'm having at the Hilton Garden in Suffolk Riverfront, My Health is My Wealth for Men of Color, have Chris Milton coming into town. I never met Chris before. I was on social media and I saw Chris. And I was like, who is that? And then I looked through his page, and on his page, I saw him working out with his young adult son. Chris is in his 50s. I'm not sure of the age of his young adult son, but he was working out, pushing weights together. But he's also an executive in a worldwide company as well. And he understood balance. And some of the things that his key speaking topics are, you know, discipline over motivation. So you can be motivated. I'm motivated, I'm going to the gym. But if you're not disciplined enough to go, right? And then you have leadership that performs. So I realize that if I can change some things with the head of household, if the head of household is a man, the father's in the household, or either this dad or the uncle or grandpa, whoever, and can get them living healthy and eating right and just talking to them about getting their checkups and going to the dentist and things like that, it's going to trickle down to the entire family. Don't you agree? What happens at the head comes down? Do you not agree? Chris also talks about health, wellness, and sustainability and high performance. Because you're working hard. You're doing amazing things. Y'all are working really hard. But you got to have a balance. We're going to talk about these things. I have a friend that's going to be bringing in some doctors that look like you, black men. A black cardiologist. A black radiologist. A black oncologist. And I think a black dermatologist. I'm actually looking for a counselor right now to have on site. You know, you may not want to say nothing there, but you might just want to grab his card, right? Black man, I was made to love you, but you got to be here for me too. I need you to live. I need you to live. We need you to live. All the women that's listening, the daughters that's listening, the nieces that's listening, go to your uncle. Go to your father. Go to your brother. Look them right in the face and say, look at me. And say, I need you to live. That's your assignment. That's your assignment. Because we have got to move this needle a different way where we can see that the black man, we got to change. It's almost as if, think about it, you know, certain animals, right? Certain animals, once they start to become endangered, everybody, come on here, everybody is on watch to make sure they do whatever it takes to make sure their species continue to live. Black man, I was made to love you. Whether you love me or not, I was made to love you. And I need you. to live. I have a beautiful black son. I have two beautiful black, well, mixed grandsons. I need all of them to live, to have the understanding now. And I'm so thankful that my son is very disciplined. He's motivated, but he has discipline. He's disciplined. He has alignment, not ego. All these things that Chris is going to be talking about. I'm so glad he's a trainer. I'm so glad that he's teaching the family and training them to be healthy, to live a different lifestyle. This is a lifestyle. It's not a fad. We can't go to the gym just because we want to fit into a certain dress or a certain suit. This is a lifestyle that we have to change for the sake of our children's children. Remember I said earlier this year that I miss my dad so much in the wisdom that I wish I could pull from. But I have to hold on to the words he spoke to me in my 30s and before that. And my sister was a teenager, so she holding on to the words before that. We need y'all to live. So you can share the wisdom with your children's children. We need y'all to live. Please go get your checkups. Go to the dentist. Your insurance probably covers 2 cleanings a year. You just don't see the need in going. Go get the different tests at the timeline that you're supposed to do it. One of my mentors, he went in time. He went, got checked. And they found it and got rid of it. But if he had waited, please, black men, do what's right for your family, for yourself. Everything you do is for your family. You're working hard for your family. And I say this, and I'll continue to say this. My mom would much rather have had my dad here. Yeah, when he left, he had everything straight, his business affairs was in order. My mom don't care nothing about that. She wanted daddy. And she still do. And my mom is 80. And she still do. And I miss my dad so much. But by the time he went to the doctor, it was too late. But it could have been prevented. Please do this for your family. Go get your checkups. Let's change these studies. Let's change it. Let's move the needle. Let's move it. We got to move where they say, oh my gosh, the black man is now outliving all the races. Hallelujah. And right behind the black man was the Native American. So this is both of my culture, my heritage. We got to do something, you guys. Don't let me feel like John the Baptist out here by myself. If you are in the area of Suffolk, Virginia, we still have a few seats available. It's free and open to the public. Of course, I'm going to feed y'all some breakfast, and it's going to be a good breakfast. But you can go on Eventbrite. Hallelujah. I'm really full up now. You can go on Eventbrite and register for My Health is My Wealth. It's next Saturday. Bring the entire family with you. I'm sounding an alarm here. Please, men. Please. Please. You're working so hard for your family. Do this for them too. Live. Live, black man, live. Live, black man, live. Whew. Every mother, every wife, every sister, every niece, every auntie, every grandmother, whatever your role is, godmother, go to a black man. And every time you see one, just look at him in his face and say, live, black man, live. And when they ask you why you say that, tell them to please go get their self checked. Get their checkups. Go to the doctor. Do what's needed. Eat right. Do whatever's needed so they can live. Let them know how much you need them to live. And you want to share this podcast with them, share this episode with them. So they would know, if nobody else knows, if they don't know anybody else, I'm telling you right now, Lisa Speak Life Burrell was made to love you. Live, black man, live. That might be the title too. Live, black man, live. I was made to love you. Yeah. And for every black man that's listening, I hope that you can feel the presence of God and feel a certain way and go ahead and make your appointments. And look at your family and say, hey, I got to take care of myself too. I'm taking care of y'all. I got to take care of myself too. Right? So, as y'all go into this week, hallelujah, remember to speak life over yourself. Speak life over your family. Speak life over your neighborhood. Speak life over this nation. Every black man you say, speak life by saying, live, black man, live. You driving in the car and you see a black man driving. Live, black man, live. It's power in your words. It's power. Everything was created with the word. So we got to change it. I gave y'all what the studies say. I said what the stats say. But now we're going to change this together. Let's take this all around the nation. Reach out to me. We'll figure it out. We're going to figure this thing out. This is not just for this area. This is to go everywhere we need to go. Anybody out there that want to partner with me, let's do this thing. We're going to change something here. We're going to make a difference that's going to impact our children's children. Thank y'all so much, as always, for this listening. Because I never know who's out there and I never know who's listening. You can reach out to me through social media. You can reach out to me to speaklifenow2@gmail.com. That's the number 2. speaklifenow2@gmail.com. And I'm on social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram. You can reach out to me. If you want to do something, we're going to do this together. We're going to do this together. We're going to make a change here. I love y'all so much. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody that has signed up for next week. And like I said, if you hear this podcast episode a year or two from now, know that we're still going on and find out what city and state we're going to be in. Because I know this is bigger than me. And I know this is God's ordained purpose for me. Because I was made to love you. Black man. I'll talk to y'all real soon. Share this with others. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.